I think so.
23-449, if both sides are.
Yep.
Good morning, ma'am. Can you identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, good morning. My name is Jennifer Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, and I represent the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
Thank you. Is that counselor?
Yes.
Okay. Attorney Miller, I understand the appellant has a active protective order?
That's correct.
Sure, you understand you have an active protective order?
Yes.
Okay, under federal law, you're disqualified from possessing firearms, so we cannot grant your appeal based on that fact.
Okay.
So you have two choices. You can withdraw your appeal, knowing that you cannot win today. We don't have the power to grant your appeal.
Okay.
Or you can proceed, knowing that we would have to call an immediate vote and deny your appeal. Do you understand that?
I understand.
Okay, what would you like to do, sir?
My restraining order, actually, March is gonna be done.
I understand that, but as you sit here today, it's still in effect, so there's nothing that we can do.
Okay.
The other issue, I have a note that assault third conviction, is that true, too?
Oh, so it's a felony?
No, it's one of the disqualifying misdemeanors.
There are three protective orders as well, so I'm not sure they're all going to necessarily expire in March. I can't speak to that.
When was the assault?
2023.
Okay. Well, yeah, then you have two disqualifiers. It's not just, it's really more the assault third.
I did the classes. I did everything.
You did classes?
Yes, six-month class.
Did 6 months of classes?
Yes.
You took, what did you take classes for? Did you have anger management classes?
Yes, they make me to do that.
And that's related to your assault charge?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like maybe related to your, maybe you were doing accelerated, or maybe that kicked back. I don't know, sir. I would recommend probably you speak to an attorney.
Well, the issuing authority should have it. I mean, they wrote it in their summary that there are two assault third convictions.
Yes, there are two. There's a guilty and an assault third from July of 2023.
I just don't understand why you would have taken classes if you had it.
Maybe it was a condition of probation.
Yeah, could be, yeah, that's a good point.
There were 2 years probation attached to it.
All right, the bigger issue you're gonna run into, sir, is the fact that that assault conviction disqualifies you as well. So as long as that assault is on your record, you cannot have a permit. So you'd be looking into not only waiting for your protective order to expire, but you'd also have to get a pardon to get that assault charge removed from your record.
Yes, my ex-wife, she wants to, she's gonna remove it.
Only you can remove it, sir, so you.
Oh, the miss?
You probably want to talk to an attorney about this, but either way, for both the assault conviction and the protective order that's in place now, we cannot grant your appeal.
Okay.
So your choices are to withdraw the case, or you can proceed, and we'll have to deny your appeal.
No, just leave it.
You want to withdraw your case, sir?
Yeah.
You do? Do you understand? I have to make sure you understand what you're saying.
No, I don't wanna do nothing, because it's, I still have all the charges.
Okay, so do you, go ahead.
I wanna just leave it like.
You want to withdraw your case?
Yeah.
Okay. The case has been withdrawn at 10:21. You are all set. Thank you.
Okay.